It's a dark place. Thank you. in this episode, I basically just talk about a lot of stuff. Talk about smoking. Talk about we talk about my dog. Smoking. That's my dog right there. You can hear him right now. He's waking up out of a stupor. He just ate an edible. I'm just joking. He didn't eat an edible. We talk about farts. We talk about talk about a lot of stuff. And this podcast is sponsored by Anchor. You will hear after this. Well, before this. And that's it. So, that's what I wanted to say. This is a long episode. I'm rambling. I promise you guys a long episode because last week's episode was short. I gave you a long episode. So, enjoy it. And shout out to all the people that have been listening. I've seen my streams go up. I appreciate the more streams because that's helped me continue to do this. All right. Enjoy the episode. Oh, by the way, I got to tell you, me and Takata's finally releasing our collab, Ghost Lights. It'll be out this weekend on Bandcamp. So I hope you guys enjoy that. It's pretty cool. You can follow him on Instagram and all his social media platforms. Good dude from Finland. And hopefully we get to make more music together. So enjoy that. And that's it. This podcast is brought to you by algorithms. Today's episode, let's talk about algorithms. Let's just talk about my Instagram account. I barely have 1,000 followers, but my following, I follow pretty much everybody. And due to this, it's messed up my algorithms on Instagram. What I know now about just marketing, trafficking, all that stuff, SEO, blah, blah, blah. It's whatever you like, you're going to see on your timeline. Every time I go on Instagram, especially nothing but women, my timeline. There's nothing wrong with women. But this is my fault. Because now I'm getting like a lot of followers that make people that make music, and I'm trying to be in that crowd. This is hard to like unfollow all these things I've been following over the years. I used to think, like, if I follow all these people, that would bring me more followers, but it has not done that. And same thing with Twitter. I messed up my Twitter. I messed up my Instagram. So now I'm thinking about just starting new accounts. Because I can't unfollow all these people and like I just don't have the time. I'm pretty sure it's an app that does that for you, but I don't know. I have to look it up. I don't know. I just get tired of trying to unfollow people. Like when I get a new follower, I have to unfollow five people. Because the shit goes back up to 70, whatever the amount, 70. Not 70, I mean, 7,500. It's the max you can follow people on Instagram. I think it's the same thing. I think Twitter's like 5,000. I don't know how the fuck I follow 5,000 people on Twitter, man. Are you fucking kidding me? The shit that goes on, no, I don't understand. How could I follow all these people? It's been, I guess, it's possible over the years you could do that, but shit, it's just, it's insane. I just wanted to talk about that. Anybody knows me or listen to this podcast or follows me on, give me some recommendations on how to unfollow people that I don't necessarily follow me, or just so much shit. I follow people in like celebrities, sports, clothing lines, women models, bands. It's all over the fucking place. It's everywhere. It's all scattered out. I messed it up. I'm not trying to knock on women, but so it's the first thing I see when I let you go on Instagram. It's a woman. It's probably too beautiful for me to talk to anyway. I don't know. I'm just laying down on my bed. Partner crying with me. My dog Shadow, he's in bed with me. Just got done drinking some coffee. Bust on my day. Usually listen to somebody else's podcast or filling out applications for a job. Or trying to learn how to make some money online. I've actually been putting in a lot of applications this week. Trying to find me some remote work. Some places hiring. I know there's a lot of people hiring for dog walkers in St. Louis. I applied for like two jobs for that, even though I'm not experienced in that area. But you could imagine me a dog walker walking dogs for a living. I just want to tell me to become my own boss. I can work my own hours. And work from home. Shit. I don't know. Pop's really laying down. He's laid out. Little pause. Apparently, Sofia Coppola has a movie coming out in, I guess, was it October or September? It's going to be released on Apple TV and theaters. Starring Bill Murray and Rashida Jones. It's called Off the Rocks. This takes place in New York before the pandemic occurred. I guess Bill Murray is Rashida Jones' father. Rashida Jones has a problem. I guess her marriage is crumbling. She's married to Marlon Wayans. So I think it's a good pick for a movie. You need to see black actors in movies like this. Like, seriously. That's a good role for him. Like a hardworking father that's always busy, hasn't had time for his kids and family. He's traveling and stuff. She thinks she... Well, Bear Mary, I guess, thinks he's cheating on his daughter, Rashida Jones, and they go searching for clues. It's kind of one of those films. I don't know. So hopefully it's good. Excuse me. It's just a coffee indigestion right there. Let's see. So the Democratic Convention has arrived and went, and I didn't watch any of it, so I can't really say what happened. There's a lot of people, that celebrities, that are pretty much probably out of touch with real America, telling you to go vote and all that stuff, and I don't know. So, blah, 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 blah. Off that. Watched the episode of Joe Rogan with David Blaine. And he made a frog come out of his mouth on the podcast, which is, I don't know how he does that shit. Really, really, really gross shit, that guy. So if you want to watch that, it's on YouTube. You going through any kind of mental health or issues, just try to talk to somebody to get some kind of help. Always ways you can find help. Do family members or friends or maybe your neighbors, I don't know. Just don't take life for granted. That's pretty much all I want to say about that. Apparently I woke my dog up about it, just humming. I haven't been really on social media this week. Sometimes you get burnt out. And sometimes it's depressing. And these are depressing times. So I do see a lot of positive things on social media. I see a lot of negative things. It seems like the negative things are outweighing the positive things. So I just try to stay off the social media sometimes. You know what I don't get about dogs? They always want to lay like directly in the middle of the bed. I can't get comfortable because now it wants to be. So I'll spread out on the bed. And what am I doing? I can't barely move. I'm all on the edge like I'm going to fall off the bed. I wake up all disorganized and dismembered. Stuff. But he just chilling. And you're almost to 20 minutes. Trying to find things to talk about. I don't know. I'm just a boring person, man. I don't have no exciting stories. I really don't have any friends. I'm not in a relationship. I can't talk about that. I better go outside. I can't talk about interactions with people that I've seen in passing. I stopped playing video games, so I can't talk about anything gaming wise. What can I talk about? Oh shit, I've been listening to that Red Bar guy. What was his name is? I don't know. His name Mike something. He has a radio show. I guess it's a podcast. Talks about celebrities, influencers, YouTubers, comedians. He talks about everybody that's on the internet. Funny shit. That's what I've been listening to lately. Yeah, man, I don't. Shit, I didn't watch any horror movies this week, so I can't really talk about that. Just talk about that on maybe another episode. Let me see. What else? I changed the category for this podcast. I changed it to mental health. I don't really don't see, because I put it in the category of comedy, but I mean, have these podcasts been funny? I don't know. It's probably been funny if people listen to me talking and I'm rambling all over the place. It's about probably where the funny part comes in. Other than that, listening to these podcasts, and they've been kind of deep. So I changed the category to mental health. Maybe this podcast can help some people that are afraid to do something out of the box. I never thought I'd be doing a podcast. I'm still doing it. Almost at 40 episodes. Oh, that's what I want to talk about. My podcast streams are going up. A lot of people have been, well, not a lot, but been getting a couple more listens. So that is a positive thing right there. Yeah, that's a positive thing. So I guess shout out to people that listen to this podcast, that are mostly apparently men. Actually, if you Google my podcast, Lonely Boy with Kid Rainbow, is like the first thing that comes up, because nobody has that name apparently, so. Well, that's a good thing. Let's see, where are we at? Oh, the funny thing is, I actually, before doing this podcast, I wanted to do stand-up. I was writing jokes. And I was going to start performing stand-up. And then this pandemic came, and no comedy. So that really sucks. Maybe next time. And apparently, this place in L.A., it's called Boa Steakhouse. It's like the only restaurant everybody goes to right now in L.A. It's like the only thing I know that's going on. It's a thing right now. I don't even stay in L.A., but it's, what's that? A lot of TikTokers, influencers, and YouTubers. Okay, favorite hot spot. My favorite steak is the ribeye steak, which is very expensive and I rarely eat. But if I got a steak, that would be my steak. I like my steak medium rare, but just done enough so that it's still juicy, it's still done. I don't know. A little bit of steak sauce. Shout out to how many people eat steak with ketchup? Cause I like steak with ketchup too. Steak and ketchup, it's fire. It's fire to me. It's really good. But as you get older, you don't like to put ketchup on everything. Because as a kid, like majority people I know put ketchup on everything. Sugar, ketchup. Like the two things you can't live without. And one of them will kill you quicker than the other one. And I guess you already know what that one is. Sugar, cocaine, crack, anything white will kill you quicker. I mean, that kind of sounds kind of racist, but that's not where I was going with that. Sugar. Even put sugar on my white rice. It's a goddamn shame. I might be protesting about sugar. We should be in the streets protesting about sugar because it's killing us. Faster than, I'm not saying gun violence, but some other stuff out there that's killing us. My dog's laying on his back, looking like he ate an edible. I wouldn't mind having, but I'm so scared of shit of doing edibles because they're telling what the fuck they put, how much marijuana they say they put a little, and it's a lot. You take that shit and you be high all fucking day. I don't want to be high all day. So I gotta get shit done. Only thing about edibles, I can't smoke weed no more because of my lung problems. I'm not gonna lie, I miss smoking cigarettes. I've been needing a cigarette so bad, it's not even funny. It'd be tempting to buy a pack of cigarettes, but I don't buy them. Cause, you know, I don't, do more damage to my lungs. And Mari, I'm already, what do you call it? Not asymptomatic to the coronavirus, but I'm the opposite. I can get it faster because of my lungs and my health issues. But I'll be wanting to smoke a cigarette. Especially when I be at work, pissing me off so bad that I just need a cigarette. I can't smoke a cigarette. I have to be just taking all this, you call it anxiety, and I take it all in. Too much. I can't smoke weed. I just be sober all day. I mean, I do want to be sober. I don't want to be. I'm not being sober. It's just like you have an anxiety attack. You need something to calm you down. I never had nothing to calm me down except food or music. I don't know. Smoke cigarettes. Yeah. It's kind of my fault. I should have waited till my lungs developed. I got older. I just should have started smoking in my 20s instead of my early teens. I started smoking around 12, 13, which was dumb. Trying to be cool. This was dumb. If you're a parent out there, you should have your kids. Sit down with your kids when you want to smoke. Just smoke in your 20s and give them all the benefits of. Even though smoking in your 20s is not a good thing, but it's better than smoking in your teens. At least you have some healthy, developed lungs and a fully functioning brain. Another thing, smoking in your teens, your brain's not even fully developed. You start smoking marijuana, it's not. I'd be a genius if I didn't smoke in my teens. Oh, man. Let's see, we had 30 minutes, so I guess we can stop here. All right, you guys. Working on your mental health, not being depressed and stuff. Shout out to all the creators and people that I follow that are actually making a difference in the world and they're killing it doing that. And shout out to all the people that are making some kick-ass music right now. I'm listening to. And yeah, this is the end of the podcast. I'm your host, Kid Rainbows. We're out. So you know what that means. Hit the music, buddy. Thank you.
We'll be right back. Thank you.